And you referred to networking as kind of as franchised individuals. Can you kind of explain what you meant by that?
Well, first of all, let me tell you about franchises. I said my dad, when he was 50 years old, got fired. You know, that was another motivator for me because I saw him get fired. If you see your dad get downsized or fired or blacklisted or bullied around, I think it changes your thinking. So my dad then took his retirement and bought one of these Never Lose franchises. And it was an ice cream. I won't mention the name. It was it is still today, a famous ice cream franchise, and he lost everything in it. See, a franchise cannot save you if you still don't have the mental and emotional toughness to withstand the world of the B quadrant there. So when network marketing is really about franchising the individual, but first it's got to make the individual strong. I call the B quadrant, you know, the gong show. In other words, if you're in the E quadrant, you expect people to protect you, you know. Oh, my boss will protect me, the union will protect me, protect me. But you enter the B quadrant, that's like entering the world of the sharks and the big bears and the gorillas. That's why I call it the gong show. If you're not successful in the B quadrant, boing, you're gone. Or, you know, you are the weakest link, bye, you know, and all this. The B quadrant is not fair and it's not equal. You know, I met people who say, that'd be like saying, I cut my wrist, I'm swimming in the ocean, I'll pray, I went did well in school, you know, I'm a good person. The sharks are still going to eat you out there. You know, there's no protection. So the B quadrant is really about first getting strong mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's the most important franchise there is. So a network marketing organization, if they're worth their salt, will do their very best to make you strong enough to withstand the rigors of the B quadrant, so that you can stand on your own 2 feet.